Hello and welcome to the Sean Ireland Show for your Friday here on this still holiday week for a lot of people. Many people just recuperating from this terrible heat wave we've had. And for whatever reason, I decided last night to go biking. Yeah, it's hot. Not only is it so hot that what started as bike shorts became Urkel pants about halfway through. Just sweating like crazy. It makes the clothes do different things. So for those of you who have ventured out in the heat, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We are going to have an event, though, and it looks like we could get a break in the weather. And if we don't, it's not going to hurt you any, because our event is a drive-through fundraiser this Sunday from 1 until 6 at Worthington Optimal Wellness's parking lot, which cuts off the corner of Lingworth Road and 161 in Worthington. Now, you can just drive through and help us help military families who suffer needlessly when they return from service. Do you know sometimes they don't have hardly any money? Sometimes they lose their jobs. They're expecting a 30% unemployment rate for the latest group coming back from Afghanistan. It's just not right that they should suffer. So with the Callan Foundation, Good Day Columbus and Fox 28, the CIS Club, of course, and the Sean Ireland Show and Worthington Optimal Wellness, we've come together to make this happen. You'll hear more about it in a bit from Dr. Kaiser, but you can also click right here on the homepage and find out the details. Rooster's wings for you if you choose to pull over and park the car and come hang out for a while. You'll be able to meet the families, meet the honor guard. We'll have auxiliary there and a lot of people anxious to meet you, my friends from Good Day and the Sean Ireland Show as well. We're broadcasting live, in fact. So plan to stick around, have a good time with us, or if you're in a hurry, just want to stay really cool, make a donation. Those who make a $100 donation, the first four who make a $100 donation will get a family four-pack of tickets to the Clippers game, a VIP pack to go see a Clippers game. And if you make a $200 donation, we have these very cool satchel bags from 31 Gifts. Terry Culver has donated those, and they have USA on them. And that would be a great keepsake with the Olympics right around the corner. So some thoughts for you to make sure you take some time out and join us this Sunday from 1 until 6 right there, Worthington Optimal Wellness. Find out more today. Also coming up today, we're going to review the tank tops, ladies, and Dr. Heck from Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery is going to help you figure out how to get that underarm jiggle-jaggle out of there. It's not exactly what we want, is it? And we're going to revisit Karen Deutsch with a new crop of listeners who called in to talk to her. She is the psychic medium whom we have on the show periodically, and Karen is going to take some listener calls. And a good news here is that if you call Karen on your own and mention the Sean Ireland Show, you get a substantial discount. You can go to her website to find out more, and that is whatsmyaura.com. So let's get to it today, shall we? How about that? Thank you so much for joining me for the Sean Ireland Show. Yeah, it is just relentlessly hot right now. Not exactly the time you want to be wearing long sleeves, but if you're not happy with the way your arms look, we're talking your underarm jiggle-jaggle, the bat wings, all those good names that we have for that. If you're not happy with that, maybe you'd like a solution. Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery has that fix.
It's that picnic and frolicking around season, is that what it's called? And the tank tops and the tank dresses are out, and women want to look good, but gosh darn it, I don't think sometimes their arms have gotten the message.
You know, arms, women and their arms are one of the most common complaints that we see from women of all ages. A lot of women, because women wear tank tops in the summertime is very busy for women coming in with complaints about their arms.
Saw Dara Torres the other day on a commercial. Oh my gosh, those aren't arms. Those are legs hanging from her. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
She's that swimmer who's 43 years old.
Yeah. Her arms are great.
Okay, we don't all have that luxury.
20 years from now, those arms may not look that great, but right now, they look amazing.
So besides, I mean, obviously you can continue to work out and help yourself that way, but there are, if you're not that person anymore, what can you do for your arms?
You know, the best way to make your arms look better is put a big set of breast implants right next to them. And that way nobody will look at your arms.
That is brilliant. Brilliant.
The most common procedure we do with arms is liposuction. And there are several different techniques. There's vaser liposuction. There's smart lipo. And these types of liposuction not only remove the fat and shrink the arms, but also help tighten the skin and shrink the skin up as well.
Is that one procedure?
It is one procedure, works very well. Recovery time is just a couple of days. So the procedure can be done right in the office under a local anesthetic. We typically give you just some oral sedatives to make you nice and relaxed. We put a numbing or a wetting solution in, and then the procedure usually takes about an hour and can be performed right in the office.
So give us an idea of what the actual result is. What does it look like?
You know, women with just fatty deposits or arms a little bit bigger than they want get a really nice result with just liposuction. Now, women who have had significant weight loss and have a lot of extra skin may need a skin tightening procedure called a brachioplasty. And that procedure is done at the outpatient surgery center. That does require a general anesthetic, and that does leave a scar down the posterior aspect of the arm.
Assuming you want to get this done this summer, want to have the lipo for your arms, how quickly then can you be in that tank dress?
You know, with liposuction, we put you in arm garments, compression garments that we like you to wear for about 2 to 3 weeks. But after that, the arms look real nice.
That's awesome. So how do they get a hold of you?
Just dial 246-6900.
And you can do that also for the breast implants we want?
Absolutely.
Okay, Dr. Heck, thank you.
Thank you.
Or you can always do the other thing. Talk to a psychic and find out if your arms are going to start looking better. That's an option. And Karen Deutsch is in to answer listener calls.
You have filled up the phones, my friend, and we have some very patient people waiting. Jan, we won't make you wait one moment longer. Thank you so much. Hi, Jan.
Okay. Hi. I was wondering, I've been involved in a very complicated court case, and I was wondering what your sense is about that, if it will ever end. We've been trying for a long time to end it.
Ooh, I get more delays. And I'm pausing because I'm trying to look and get into it. And I see anger. Now, I don't know exactly what that means or where it's coming from, but the delay is the big thing. And I don't see it really ending until September or October.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Any other questions, Jan, or are you all set? I'm so sorry you waited 20 minutes to do that.
No, not surprising.
God love you. I know you're used to waiting apparently now, right?
Right. Oh,
that
yeah.
Patience is going to prove you well. You hang in there.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. I want to go to Beverly in Columbus. Hi, Beverly.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm so excited.
Well, oh, good. You're on with Karen Deutsch.
Hey, Karen. I've got a critical injury. I have a workers' comp injury, and I have blood pooling in my left ankle. And I've met medical maximum already, so they cut my temporary total benefits, but we filed for a permanent total. Do you see which way that's going to go my favor?
My gosh, you're all over the place. Okay. You're nervous and all over the place here. I lost some of it. So okay. You've reached your medical maximums.
I've met my medical maximum in improvement. So they cut your temporary total benefits here in
yes,
Ohio
they do.
When you do that.
Right,
so
right.
So my attorney filed for a permanent total because I have RSD.
Yeah, you're going to get it. It's going to be a fight, but you're going to get it. And I need you to calm down.
I know. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, aww. I'm so glad. That's so sweet of you.
I've seen you once before.
Did I help you?
Yeah, over in your Bexley office.
Fabulous. Yeah. Wonderful.
So what
wonderful.
Happens, you're saying her excitement, though, might, does that get in the way
of
things?
It irritates. Yes, it does. Oh. Yeah, it agitates because she stays agitated sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I'm in pain. I'm in horrid pain all the time. It's like, it's maddening. I mean, it consumes you. It's horrid.
It absolutely is. It takes over every ounce of your being. so that you can't think straight, you can't feel straight.
I know, and I keep losing stuff, and I think there's paranormal activity going on because I keep losing papers.
You're losing things not because of paranormal activity. You're losing things because you're not focusing down and calming down, and you know that. So I need you to stay calm. I need you to let your attorney do good work for you. I need you to stay focused and even write some things down so you can stay on point. You understand?
Yeah, I'm on top of it. I see everything that's going on.
Okay.
Hey, best of luck, Beverly. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, let me ask you this. What is deja vu? Oh, is that anything psychic?
Absolutely.
So when you think you've been somewhere or done this before or you have. Because I thought maybe that was psychic, but then I've also heard that it's a time-lapse thing between the time you see something and the time your brain processes something.
It can be, but usually it's because you're either thinking ahead that is going to happen or it has happened. Now, the reason I say that it can be both of those things is because time moves like this. From here
she's moving
forward.
Her arms,
I'm moving my arms. I hope you're all watching this. It's such a lovely picture. But time moves forward and it can move back. So when I'm working with clients, sometimes I see something from their past. Mm-hmm. And I say, did this happen in the past? And they said, yes. And I say, well, guess what? It's going to happen again. It is going to repeat itself. Sometimes energy happens that way. Hmm. So deja vu can be a combination of either seeing something that has already happened, mm-hmm. or you've taken a picture of it in your mind's eye for it to happen in the future.
Okay, interesting. And we are back with Karen Deutsch, who is an intuitive, a psychic medium, if you will. And Karen is with us. She's been with us now. We're wrapping up our hour with her. And Karen, they can reach you how?
They can reach me on my website, www.whatsmyaura.com.
A-U-R-A, aura.
Correct. They can even email me at Karen_WMA@yahoo.com. Or, of course, a great way is dial that number, 888-788-7776.
All right. Very patient man named Lance has been waiting for quite some time. Lance, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Hi, well, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. You're on with Karen.
Hi, Lance. Karen.
Hi.
Me and my wife have been trying to have children, and I was just wondering if there's any children in our future.
I do see children in your future. How long have you been married?
Well, we've only been married for 2 years.
Okay.
We've been together for 10.
Okay. Have you both been I hate to ask this kind of on air, but I want to make sure that I'm not seeing anything, and I'm really not.
Okay.
So I want to make sure you've both been to your respective physicians for your physical checkups.
Yes, actually we have, and we actually just went to a high-risk pregnancy doctor, because we're both in our mid-40s, and had a consultation with him, and we have an appointment with a infertility specialist on the 18th of July.
Hmm. Good, because that's what it would take, but you know there are going to be... By the way, Lance, you have a fabulous voice.
Well, thank you.
A fabulous resonating voice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
And I know you're good people.
Oh, well, bless your heart.
You know, this would be definitely chancy and a high risk pregnancy.
Yeah,
if
we
that
both
would
know
happen.
That.
If that would happen. Hmm. But there are always alternatives, and I'm seeing that it could go 50-50 and that there may be another alternative to this.
Okay.
And you may have to choose that. I'm just seeing 50-50. All right.
Okay. Okay.
But I'm seeing an opportunity for a child to be with you, and a child should be with both of you.
Aww.
Well, thank you very much.
So please let us know, and we wish you the very best of luck.
I sure will, and thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for waiting, Lance. I appreciate that. Those are hard, aren't they, when you have questions like
that? They are difficult.
Yeah.
They are difficult.
Because you're kind of putting yourself out there, which you should be, because people are asking you for that guidance.
They do. And because a lot of my reputation has come from my ability to see pregnancies mm-hmm. and to see the birth of the child, the sex of the child, not only with humans, but with horses. Horses speak. I get calls from all over the world, pictures sent to me of special types of horses and asking me what that foal is going to be and if the pregnancy took.
Wow.
It's fascinating.
Why horses, of all things?
Horses speak to us like humans.
They do?
They really talk. Oh, do they talk? Yeah. That's why
more
they're
so
really...
More so than other animals?
More so even than dogs. Dogs are next.
Well, you're going to come back and do the pet psychic thing.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have a whole pet aura test. You can become a member of my website.
Okay.
If you become a member of my website, you get a free 5-minute reading. And
I
then you get
that.
To ask me a question a day for free. And you get, you know, rate discounts for any future readings. But there's a pet aura test on my website.
Interesting. What do you know about the economy? What's going on with that?
Well, the economy really is coming back. I do look at the economy, study the economy, both from a personal side and personal investment, but from people who have these questions about where are we going with our jobs, et cetera? Mm-hmm. How am I going to be doing in the next year? I see things moving forward as I see Europe finally settling different matters with the euro, et cetera. I see it coming back to us. I see industry picking back up. I see the state of Ohio, which has just had such a boon, mm-hmm. continuing to grow, more job opportunities in the state of Ohio. So I think that's all good news for all of us, and it's going to be going into the elections and beyond.
Now, you're going to be joining me on Good Day Columbus on
today. Damn.
Yes, we have
Thank
a new
you
show.
So much.
Sure, between 9 and 10 now you can tune in. And Jerry Springer is still there. Don't worry. You can still get your Springer. Yeah, at one point or another, I've sworn I'll hit Lisa with a chair if that'll make you happy.
Right.
Lisa Culver,
oh,
you know, we'll figure it out. You know, we'll kiss somebody in the room. I don't know, paternity test, something. We'll figure it out for you so you get your Jerry Springer.
Right.
But you're going to be joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the current event things. And,
Wonderful.
Of course, the Olympics are coming up. We may have
Absolutely.
Some questions about that as well. So give out your information one last time. Thank you so much for being here, because I
it
know
was
you
such
gave
a
us
pleasure.
Some extra time. And I,
I
truly
enjoyed
it.
It.
If you did not get through, please keep in mind that Karen is willing to give you a discount because you were on the Sean Ireland Show. I've been
Absolutely.
Waiting, and you listen.
Absolutely. You can reach me at whatsmyaura.com, A-U-R-A. 1-888-788-7776. And it's been such a pleasure being
Thank
here
you,
with
Karen.
You.
It's been a lot of fun.
It has been.
It so
Thanks.
Much. Well, you can certainly ask a psychic about wealth, or you can do a more practical thing, probably start putting a little bit away. And that's the practical advice you'll get today from Kay Williamson in our Fine Tuning Your Financial Future. We all want to be rich, Kay. We all want to be rich, Kay. Not saying you're rich, Kay, but maybe you are, but hopefully you practice what you preach.
Trying.
Kay Williamson is with us from Ameriprise Financial Advisors. These are our times that we get together and do that fine-tuning your financial future with Kay. And Kay, how do we get to be rich? This is everybody's goal, I would suppose, or at least comfortable, and there are some basic things we can do.
Yes, a really interesting article came out just a little while ago, and it focused on different things about getting rich. One of the key things is not so much how much you save, but to make sure that you do save. And some people don't really get that into their arsenal of savings, is they, well, they'll put a little bit here and there, but it's focusing on a strategic level on making sure you put money away on a systematic basis.
All right, so when you're saying putting money away, are you talking about the 401k, or are you discussing the savings account?
It's a savings account as well as the 401k.
I was going to say, the savings account, though, you don't get much for your investment.
You don't. You don't.
There's not much on the return there.
No, but it's making sure that one of the examples that they gave here, that if you really focus on your savings and you put away 10% of a $100,000 salary, you have a 52% chance of retiring with 70% of your pre-retirement income. So that means that if you really focus on saving at least 10%.
10% a year.
10%, that you've got obviously a greater chance of achieving your retirement goal. So 10% is the floor. Now, obviously anything above and beyond that is really going to be gravy.
does it say for how long a period of time? And when you, I mean, if you're already, you know, maybe you're 10 years out from retirement.
That was just at the age of 40 that they gave that example.
All right, so up to age 40?
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get to the slippery slope like the rest of us.
Once you start getting into your 50s, then it's obviously a little higher.
Okay, okay.
So it really is looking at the big picture. And as we've said time and time again, is making sure you understand what your financial goal is towards retirement and meeting with a financial advisor to find out what's appropriate for your particular situation and age.
That's right. And Kay is that person, ladies especially, but definitely do gentlemen too. You'll love Kay. But she has programs that are, I think, are bright and they cater to women because, quite frankly, we do have different needs, different levels of income sometimes, different things that pop up in our lives, whether it's managing our parents or whatever it may be. Kay, she gets that. So give her a call. At what number, Kay?
Area code 614-396-3800.
And you can go right here on my homepage, click Ameriprise Financial Advisors, and her face pops up. It's kind of a fun game. If you do, you could do it 2-3 times during the day. It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Kay? It's very fun. Just click on it. Anyway, and we'll get you on the path for fine-tuning your financial future. Thanks, Kay.
Thank you, Sean.
And that is going to do it. That's your Friday Sean Ireland Show. Don't forget, join us Sunday for the festivities at Worthington Optimal Wellness, helping out the military families. And, of course, from 4 until 6, join us on 610 WTVN for the Sean Ireland Show with Kate Ann Kelly. Lots to do this Sunday. Thank you so much for being here. Stay cool. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.